Hi, I'm Carlene Prince. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving this week. And many of you, as our listeners, know that this last week we held our 10th annual, Thanksgiving Week Outreach. We had planned to share this conversation with you during that day in which we sat down with Ron Hutchcraft, who we partnered with for missions work earlier this year, to ask about the impact that that had, and to also ask him to speak into the importance that this year's Thanksgiving Week Outreach would have on the lives that it will change in Tanzania. We also asked Ron about an update on his ministry and prayer requests that we know you will care about hearing and praying with him and his ministry throughout the remainder of the year. We ran out of time during our Thanksgiving Week Outreach broadcast to air this due to the wonderful problem of the phones continuing to ring and people continuing to give in a steady stream. But we didn't want you to miss out on this conversation because Ron does have some wonderful things to share. So sit tight and enjoy this conversation with Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries and also On Eagle's Wings. This is your network of praise, and we're so glad you are joining us today. We have developed a beautiful and wonderful partnership, and more importantly to me, a friendship with somebody that you have heard us mention several times this year because we've really had a focus on this ministry, and it has been one of the joys, greatest joys and privileges of my life, and I know for many in our audience you feel that same way. I am speaking of Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries and also On Eagle's Wings. You as our audience know that we partnered with them to raise funds for Native American youth to attend the Warrior Leadership Summit earlier this year. And we thought it was about high time that you got to hear from Ron himself to tell us an update of his insight into what happened during that week, as well as the Summer of Hope tour that happened this summer, where he joined forces with Native American youth to go to different reservations across the country and present the gospel of Jesus. So, Ron, you are on the phone with us. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, hello, people of the big sky.
It's great to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be there. When you were talking about the beautiful and wonderful partnership, when you got going, I was a little concerned because I thought you were saying I was beautiful and wonderful. And
well,
I looked in the mirror this morning. I know. Yeah.
Well, we would love to hear from your perspective, Ron. Tell those that obviously weren't able to attend Warrior Leadership Summit themselves, what did you see happen this year? And then tell us about your summer folk tours as well.
Well, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to double back then to what happened with your share and where I think that fits into the picture. Let's remind ourselves that there were over 80 of the young people who are at Warrior Leadership Summit whose being there was made possible by the love and the generosity of both your network and particularly of your listeners who said, I want to be a part of the answer for the most broken people perhaps in this country.
Yeah.
Well, indeed, that is what happened. We had young people from 83 different Indian nations represented there,
wow,
which is an amazing mosaic of the of North American indigenous people. And the theme was transformed. The young people all had shirts. Carlene, you were there. You probably have your Warrior Leadership Summit.
I do it. I've worn it with pride many times this year.
That's good. You should wash it sometime. And And it has the theme on it. It says transformed. It even has the Greek word metamorpho,
yep,
from which we get metamorphosis. And boy, let me tell you, it was a transforming week for sure. Many, many people who've been to Warrior Leadership Summits, the young, really desperate leaders, desperate because nothing seems to break through to Native young people, bring their young people to Warrior Leadership Summit, hoping that that will change the dynamic. And, oh, my goodness, it was a sweeping work of the Spirit. Many people said the messages presented were the most powerful and the most significant they have ever heard at Warrior Leadership Summit. I would agree with that. And four of the nine main sessions were the speakers were people who are On Eagle's Wings warriors. This is incredible that these are, you know, people in their early 20s, very early 20s in many cases, who have experienced Christ and the difference he can make in all that brokenness, who have been with our On Eagle's Wings team, have been birthed as leaders, grown as leaders to the point where what would most any pastor or preacher in this country would find speaking to that crowd a challenge and a significant challenge. And I'll tell you what, some of the most, the best reviewed sessions we had were these Native young men and women speaking, and I mean addressing their peers as, mm-hmm, only they could, about the issues that are so rampant. a brilliant message by a young man from Oklahoma, one of the real leaders of our On Eagle's Wings movement, and he spoke on suicide.
Yeah.
And when we ask people, how many of you have experienced either being close to it, attempting it, whatever, almost everybody raises their hand.
Yeah,
it's just
right.
There's no youth conference in America where that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so he hit that head on. A young man and a young woman, terrific young leaders, they talked about sexual sin very biblically, very powerfully. Another one talked about strongholds.
Yeah.
And these are just, it was just incredible. And then I had the privilege to present the gospel on the second night, and Carlene, you know what happened in a counseling room as our young warriors began to meet the young people who had come forward. First of all, when the invitation was given, I just said, "If you're going to come, come now," and we don't prolong it. And as you saw, Carlene, the response was essentially instantaneous.
Yes,
it was about, I mean, the first minute, basically everybody came, and what has never happened before. We have a cross, and they come to the foot of the cross, which is on the stage, and they're usually down below, and they will stand or kneel mm-hmm. down there, and I have my head bowed, praying. This, for the first time ever, when I looked up, I'm like, well, there's nobody there. What happened? They were all on the stage.
Yeah.
They had come up and were facing everybody. I mean, you couldn't have been more unashamed
yes.
about making that commitment. And this is where, remember, 4% of Native Americans know Christ because everybody thinks he's the white man's God. And here they are choosing him boldly. It was just a series of things like that week. We had 40 young people who were baptized that week.
Yeah.
Very, very significant in a ceremonial culture that they would step up and be baptized by two Native pastors. We had a transformation covenant our final night where they signed five very intense commitment.
Yes.
About following Christ. This was not just a, would you like to dedicate your life or rededicate your life? And about, we were amazed. I did not expect this response, but over a third of the young people there made that commitment. And I didn't even know until everything that happened during the week was all tallied up. We were already out with the team. One-third mm-hmm. of those young people that came, no doubt some that were there because of your listeners' generosity, made their commitment to Christ for the first time
yeah.
that week. So, I mean, when one-third anywhere, if one-third of an audience
yep.
comes to Christ,
yep.
I mean, that is hallelujah country.
Absolutely.
So this is something only God could have done. And out of that conference, a team of 48 warriors was launched who subsequently led over 600 Native American young people to Christ, again, among a people and a generation who don't do Jesus.
Yep.
It was just stunning. And we were on reservations where the suicide rate is 7 times the national average.
Mm.
And so it was, and many of those young men and women who were there in the audience who didn't go on the team went home trained and equipped and motivated to be warriors for their people. And I'll just leave you with this. This is what one leader said, and I thought he said it so well. He said, "Our group came as campers and left as warriors." And I believe that's the story of Warrior Leadership Summit this year. What did your share have to do with it? Well, for those who were listening in, you were listening. You could tell there was a miracle in progress.
Mm.
And all of us, I know you guys were, we were stunned by the supernatural move of God through his people to say, to reach out and love some young people, some young men and women who have been so ignored and so neglected and so devastated for so long, and help them go to a place where a new life could begin. And I thought to myself, that supernatural day at your network of praise was God saying, fasten your seatbelts. This whole summer's going to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, we might consider what happened at your share the launching pad for a summer of hope that was truly a summer of miracles.
Ron, during our Thanksgiving week outreach, we're raising funds to build a trade school in East Africa and the Republic of Tanzania, because there's a region where the young people who will get to go to this trade school have gone through the Ministry of Compassion International. So they've heard about Christ. Many have accepted Christ by the time they get to be in their teen years. But they go out into the world with no job skills. And today we're asking everyone who's tuned in to our Thanksgiving Week Outreach broadcast to prayerfully consider making it possible for this trade school to get established. You used the word transformation a little while ago, and what do you think is going to happen as we equip these young people with job skills and give them the opportunity to be in that Christian environment around Christian teachers for a little while longer?
You know, the alternatives are scary. Africa is a dynamic place. It can also be a very scary place to grow up. Mm-hmm. And there are street gangs, there are if you don't have a job, if you don't know how to earn a living, you are sentenced to a life of poverty that you did not choose, but you don't have a way out. It is you feel like it's a no-exit situation. Now, the church is growing very rapidly across Africa, much like in Tanzania. But Tanzania also has a very significant Muslim population as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is literally a race in Africa for the souls of young people and of the people there between the teachings of Christ and the teachings of Islam. And to provide this kind of visible love, tangible love, is, I think, going to secure the commitment of some people to Christ. It is going to make it possible for young people there to not have to be the street kids of tomorrow, and become part of the ticking time bomb that is also Africa. And so how incredible it would be for Big Sky Love, for Big Sky Love to reach across the ocean and into a place that you will probably never go and literally transform a Tanzanian young person's life, give them the tools to be able to support themselves for the rest of their life, to actually have a biblical family, to actually follow Christ, to be have a whole life instead of the broken life of the street. That's what I picture happening as your friends do for Tanzanian young men and women what they did for Native American young men and women a few months ago with their giving. I know what it's going to feel like to the people in Tanzania. I know what it's going to feel like to the missionaries there, because I know what it felt like to me to have been hugged by God through your listeners across the miles, to have these Native young people, our Native young people who are involved with you guys in this. I know how loved and cared for and blown away they will be. So for this love to come from so far away, really says God so loved the world and some of his people from across the world. Know we're here. Care we're here. And are changing our lives through a gift.
Yeah. I'm so glad to hear you say what you just did, Ron, because I know we mentioned this on air that day that we were raising funds for your ministry, but I just want to tell you again, one of my greatest desires was that behind the scenes, you and your staff would feel like people see us and they care. They care to not let us just do all the work by ourselves, because it's hard work. There's spiritual attack. When you guys do these Summer of Hope tours, you literally are going into very dangerous areas that are just rife with gang situations. And this is not easy, pretty, glamorous missions work that you do. And I wanted so much for you guys to just not feel alone in the call, because it is amazing how much you can and are willing to push through when you just feel like somebody's got your back every now and then.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
I love that.
No, you all and your listeners just wrapped their arms around us, more importantly around these Native young men and women.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine how the mission leaders in Tanzania feel. It's hard to describe having what you know is a vision from God, having been so close to a needy people, that you know what practical steps would literally secure their life in Christ and secure a future for them, and to have this God-given vision, but not the provision. And the vision without the provision, every day that you are paralyzed by lack of funds, from moving on what you know to be urgent, because lives are slipping away while you're waiting. And we know Jehovah Jireh's timing is always perfect. We learn to wait on him. But I know that that time in between, this passion to do what you know will be life-changing, and for some of God's people somewhere to be his channel, to make it happen, here's what it's like. It's like moving that rocket out at Cape Canaveral. I always tell our team, get the rocket out. I know we don't have the fuel yet to launch it, but let's wheel that baby out there.
Yes.
Let's get that thing all ready to launch, and let's trust God through his people to supply the fuel for the big ball of fire that will launch this thing on a mission that will be transformative. And so I know that the missionaries there in Tanzania have no doubt been wheeling the rocket out to launch this thing, and perhaps that ball of fire is going to come from Big Sky Country.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up and put it that way, Ron, because that's exactly what's happened in the Republic of Tanzania. They have the people in place through the compassion base that exists there already. They've had the vision for this to be done and developed, but they just haven't had the resources. And so they've been waiting on the Lord to provide about $40,000 to get it done. And that's what this day is all about.
Well, I know what your listeners can do when they respond to the prompting of the Spirit.
Yeah.
They do that again today. I know that Tanzania is going to feel a miracle like Native America did through the incredible listeners to your network. There's something, I don't know if it's in the water out there, I don't know what it is, but it is just amazing.
How can we be praying for you? What are the things that maybe wouldn't occur to us since we don't know the inside workings of all of this? How do we pray for you and your staff and ongoing needs?
Well, very much on the very top edge of our list continues to be the agents of change in Native America, the face of hope for them, which is these young warriors who step up to be on the On Eagle's Wings team. Many people may have followed reports of the summer. Obviously, that's not their whole life. Their life continues.
Right.
They are so relentlessly, brutally targeted by the enemy.
Yeah.
Because these breakthroughs among the first people of this land are hated in hell because he has strongholds. He's guarded quite effectively. And so they are the point of the spear, and they're also the target. They've got targets on their backs. And I really ask that you pray for them, because for them to be able to stand as a disciple of Christ, to grow, and to emerge as the leaders, the native leaders who literally are the answer to the 400-year Great Commission deficit in Native America, is going to have to take the prayers of God's people. Let me give you just one quick example.
Sure.
One of our young leaders, he's in Bible school right now. By the way, there are 26 of our warriors in Bible school this fall. It's just amazing, training to be those leaders. But, man, even in Bible school, are they under attack? And he is. And he came to Warrior Leadership Summit a few years ago ready to literally kill himself. And literally. And gave his life to Christ, is growing. But on the last day of our summer, when he was going to get up and give his hope story that night, in this suicide-racked reservation, his best friend back home killed himself that day.
Oh, man.
Rocked his life. He still got up that night and said, and told that, and said, but I can say to you guys, there is hope still. And just now, he is struggling this very day with the fact that 2 days ago his little brother was shot to death coming out of a store their reservation. It is just constant tragedy. It is constant sadness. Constant attack. We're going to have them together here shortly for our winter break retreat, just about a month from now. And it'll be right after Christmas. And they need what we can pour into them very much. So I'd ask you to pray for Winter Break Retreat, for a great moving of the Spirit there that will be renewing, encouraging, healing, and it also turns the corner to start to prepare them for our next battles this next summer. So pray for that event. Between it starts on December 28th and it goes through New Year's, and pray for the daily battles that these warriors face, and just pray that God will give them what they need to do well in their biblical training, because many of them don't come from schools that prepare you for advanced training, and so it's a struggle. So you can see a lot of my prayers center around these young men and women, because literally they're the key. You erase them from this equation, and we're back where we were in Native America, and a major, major light has gone out.
Yeah.
And also, even beyond our Native ministry, a word with you. I have learned to speak Mandarin and Spanish and Hindi over the last... Well, okay, no. Thankfully, there's a guy doing a word with you in India and China and all over Latin America, and they actually do speak it, and I don't. But we have just begun to launch Arabic, a word with you.
Oh, wow.
And we only have the funds right now to do it on Transworld Radio's internet site, TWR360, but they have a lot of Arabic Middle Eastern traffic to that site. Next year, we hope to get it into broadcast form. We have the programs translated, and they're available now online. But we want to finish that and get onto radios all across the Arabic-speaking world. The language of the Quran is Arabic. And now Jesus speaks that language through a word with you. He speaks every language.
Yes.
But we're excited because we know that the story format does an end run around a closed heart. Because you don't know where the story's going, and it ends up at Jesus before you even realize it. So I'd like to just pray for that, the impact of Arabic radio on the Internet right now, and that God will make it possible for us to launch it onto radio stations then here next year.
You know, Ron, the Lamb of God just leaves me speechless. And hearing you say that and hearing what he's continuing to do and doors he continues to open before you, all I can think of is that verse, is he who is faithful with little will be made faithful with much. And your life is such a beautiful example of that. And that's not pedestal talk. That's just one sister telling a brother in Christ, well done, good and faithful servant. That's amazing. What incredible news.
Well, I've got tons of incredible news because I have an incredible God. That's why. It's not news about our ministry. It's news about a God who so loves the world. That's what it is. And he just keeps showing that love in so many ways, and we get to deliver it in so many ways. But realize, it is a holy partnership.
Yeah.
And I can be telling people about Jesus where you folks are on a daily basis because of this partnership. You raise you, I can't. You know, God may tell me to say it, but I can't talk to anybody around there.
Yeah.
And just the way you've come around our ministry, the way you're helping across the world, is why God's pouring his blessing on you guys. And it seems like the more you shovel out, the more he shovels in to your ministry.
Yep, that's true. We've experienced the same. It is so good to hear from your voice, but more importantly, from your heart, just what God has done in Native American culture this year through this ministry, through your efforts. Please let your entire staff know that we love you guys. We pray for you. We believe in the Christ in you and what he has called you to do. And, of course, we believe in our King to triumph victoriously, to go before you and hem you in from behind. So we will be definitely keeping in touch and praying for you. And we just so appreciate your time today.
Well, you didn't just care for a season. Thanks for continuing to care.
Absolutely. It's our honor. It truly is. Thank you, dear friend. We'll talk to you soon.